Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Super Bowl is set. Chiefs, Eagles, and there is going to be a little Lion connection here, obviously. The Philadelphia Eagles with Darius Slay and Ndamukong Suh on their squad. Now, there are other people on the practice squads who never played for the Lions, but were on the Lions practice squad. But I don't care about them. And the other two players in the Super Bowl who actually played games for the Lions, Chiefs fullback Michael Burton.
Yep.
And defensive tackle who's on their practice squad right now, but he actually played for the Lions. Maybe he'll get in. I don't know. I doubt it. But Danny Shelton.
Oh, yeah.
So that's all your Lions deal. I haven't gone through the Michigan, Michigan State local angle, you know.
Good for them.
Michael Dana / Dana.
You got Brandon Graham.
Graham again.
Chad Henne.
There's probably some other ones as well.
Somebody's going to end up with a ring.
Yeah.
It'll be two as well. One, you know, either be two for Brandon Graham or two for Henne.
By the way, did you like the little trailer for the big commercial where Aiden Hutchinson and Cam Hayward were in?
No, I didn't see it.
When they went to their house and housekeeping. You didn't see that?
No.
They showed it like about five or six
again,
times.
Again, you're talking commercial. Like, yeah. I barely pay attention to the announcers. I did pay a little bit more attention to, you know, because I wanted to hear Romo squeal.
John! Jim! I'd love to have Romo in here with you.
Yes, another reason I don't listen
now, people
to commercials.
Are getting sick of Romo.
I know.
There's definitely a groundswell starting to be built.
I know.
There's accusations that he is kind of doing the coming in on game day and winging it.
Oh, really?
And not preparing.
I've not heard Tom, I don't know about that yet.
Oh, Jim, I had a late tea time. I'm trying to make the TGL. I'm trying to make the senior tour soon.
Yeah, his content isn't what it used to be, but when he does break down the plays, they're pretty spot on.
Yeah.
So
I still don't mind him.
Neither do I.
Like, I'm indifferent.
It has to be.
I find it entertaining. The whole thing now, it's ridiculous.
I know.
I wish he was calling the Devontae Smith catches as Fox went to break. We would have gotten an all-timer.
Oh, probably. They got to look at that. They got to look at that, Jim.
I don't know. Just always sounds like he's sitting on the can.
I know.
Doing the game from the can.
I think we've actually started to slightly exaggerate it.
Oh, I don't think so.
I don't think so.
No.
Greg?
No. We have been exaggerating. Yes.
Oh,
we
no.
We absolutely have been.
So I listened a little bit more this past weekend just because I was kind of thinking the same thing. Like, are we throwing this guy under the bus? He does it all game long.
He says Jim all the time.
Yeah. He says Jim
we're going to come back to Gene after the break.
Mm-hmm. By the way, he's awesome. Gene Steratore is the best.
Yeah. He's really good. He gives great context. And it's just, it's nice to have him as part of that. I wish he was, I don't know if they can, like, you know, be able to jump in quicker on his own. Right. You know what I mean? Like, even on that Devontae Smith, like, you know, if he could have come in quicker, he probably saw something that nobody else saw because Correct. He's trained to see that.
Yeah.
Remember when CBS started this and they went with Mike Carey and he got every call wrong?
Well, Pereira was the first, right?
Yes, I think with Fox. And CBS, the first CBS guy combat with Pereira was Mike Carey.
Oh, he was awful.
Yeah. Gene Steratore, by the way, is on the radio broadcast that'll be heard on the ticket.
Oh, really?
Yes. Because there's not, CBS doesn't have the game. It's on Fox.
That's true.
There you go. Sync your TV.
Is that is it a Kevin Harlan production?
Do we know? Yes.
Oh, love Kevin Harlan.
Yeah. He's Kurt Warner. That's John's boy.
Mm. You're not a Kurt Warner guy?
No.
Why?
He's told us this. About Kurt, right?
Yeah. It's about him. And you know what? That's fine. I don't know. We don't really need to get into it.
Oh, yes, we do.
I've done this before. It's very similar to your topic that you always like to bring up. I don't know. There's just something about that guy.
Yeah. Oh, he's got a list. Yeah. Who's on your list?
Who's on your list? Let's go. Come on.
I mean, I got a long list.
Well, we've, you know, 51 minutes left.
Well, I mean, I am annoyed by Kurt Warner. You know, we all know the disdain that I have for one Clinton Portis.
Yes.
He's in Portis category?
No.
Oh, no. I thought that was like an exclusive list. Like, you hate him.
Yeah. Yeah. It's okay to say that, too. It's okay. At least I feel like it's okay. Yeah. No, the just something about him, like... Romo is entering that category just because it's not what is it about him. It's the fact that he's kind of annoying to listen to. Like,
are you ready?
I liked it when he was breaking down defenses and anticipating plays. I don't necessarily care about him being accurate or not, but I liked his take on being able to, you know, anticipate what's coming.
So I know what your answer to this will probably be. But there is somebody I know who's on his list, too. All right, that's not an option. Who would you rather have do the game, Tony Romo or Trevor Maddich?
Oh.
What is it with Trevor Maddich?
Trevor is a close talker, and everything's got to be a secret.
Oh, that guy.
Everything's got to be a secret. Like, he'd come up and be like, hey, tell me about this offensive line. What do you really think about Joe Bugle? Like, I'm going to tell him a secret or something, and, you know, oh, it's just going to be between me and you. No, we all know that it's not going to be between us. You're going to go out there, and you're going to say, oh, sources say, and then all of a sudden, I'm sitting there going, I'm the source. No. Yeah, he's – and to see him so frequently, it's annoying.
Wow.
Who else? Keep going. I love this.
Who else? I don't know. I don't have that list in my back pocket. But, yeah, Trevor – The thing about him more than anything is that he is a close talker. I'm like, dude, I need a little bit of space.
How close is too close for you guys? Like, I've got to have, I guess, at least a foot.
From face to face?
Probably like 3 feet.
Face to face? Yeah, a foot. Yeah,
wow, your hand's a foot long?
No, I'm this is about a foot in front of my face.
You know the old 5 seconds?
It's 11 inches wide.
The old 5 second closely guarded rule in college basketball? That. Arm's length.
Yeah, arm's length. Yeah, I'm good at arm's length. Greg, yeah. That's a terrific description.
Yeah, that's good. I can't.
Arm's length.
I've actually caught myself backing up from people before they get too close.
Oh, I instantly will back up.
And then
up.
They get closer. That's when they've crossed the line.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when they feel like there's a void, and then you create a bigger void, and then they take that void back. Like, oh, hold on a second here. We're just going to do this dance, are we?
Especially if they have bad breath.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sniffing.
Well, you don't. Sometimes you don't have to.
Yeah, it can hit you there. I don't remember him having bad breath. I just remember him.
No, I wasn't excusing the Trevor Maddich.
Right there.
I'm not trying to say that. All right, 248-539-9797. So the holding penalty we talked about, the Devontae Smith penalty the Devontae Smith catch should have been overruled. It wasn't. You had the punt that. Looked like it hit a wire, the Skycam wire.
Yeah, it was really hard to see if it did or not.
Yeah. But the officiating was not real good in both games. It didn't cause teams to lose. I don't care what anybody says. There was no, the NFL is rigged or any of that crap. No, I don't buy that for a second. But there were some controversial and bad calls in both games. And if you even want to go back to possibly, you know, the week before on the hub or 2 weeks before on the Hubbard, you know, 98-yard touchdown run, there was a blatant block in the back that was not called. So it happens. Do we need to go to college replay instead of what we do here?
So that it's always a booth replay. Mm-hmm. They whistle down or buzz down and say, hey, stop the play. We need to take a little bit longer look at this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fine with the coaches having the challenge flag because then it puts it back on them. Do I actually want to stop the game and have them take a look at this a little bit longer, or is this play not that influential and I'm going to go ahead and move on? Because the college game, there are times where you're like, okay, if it's supposed to be a touchdown or not, yes, you want to take another look at that and you're okay with them taking a little bit extra time. But when it's a repeated thing and you have two or three of them in a row, when it just, it seems like it bogs the game down because literally you could almost challenge every single play. Where's his knee down? Are the chains? Why don't we have the laser for the chains? All of those different conversations would come up.
248-539-9797. You know what?
I would like to ask our listeners one thing.
Yeah?
You watch it. Was it the it was the CBS game with Greg Olson, wasn't it?
Fox.
No, Fox.
Oh, it was Fox. Okay, Fox, yes. And when there was a mishap with the chains, how many people sat there and thought of Mike Stone and the fact that he threw such a fit last week about there needs to be a laser. We should have a computer chip in the ball. Chip the ball. The whole thing needs to be a chip. How many people sat there and thought of Mike Stone?
I thought of you immediately.
Yeah.
I was discretion.
I did as well,
valor.
But it wasn't in a good thought. It was like, oh,
well,
here we go again.
Oh, boy.
Two here delays. We go again. That was a delay again.
But it delayed it for like, what, 10 seconds?
It wasn't as long as it was the week before.
But it was more than 10 seconds.
Yes.
About a minute.
Yeah.
Hey, was Stoney right?
And they talked about it. They had to have that backup. The backup chain, 97-1-10.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.